Hello, everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster. Welcome to the midweek edition of The Buckmaster Show. It is Wednesday, January 30th, 2013. We are live each weekday from noon to 1 on the home of The Buckmaster Show, AM 1030, KVOI, Tucson's intelligent voice. We stream our show live at buckmastershow.com and kvoi.com. And we try to make it very easy for you. If you can't hear the program live, we post the program, usually within about an hour of its conclusion, to my website, buckmastershow.com. We also post to tucsoncitizen.com and tucsonsentinel.com. And we now have show links on the Green Valley News and Sahorita Sun website. That's gvnews.com and the homepage of Blog for Arizona. That's blogforarizona.com. They also have a link to the Buckmaster Show. We'll begin with a conversation with Hank Amos, Mr. Amos, CEO and president of Tucson Realty and Trust. And he is releasing this week, actually tomorrow, we're getting a preview today of his economic forecast for the real estate scene here in Southern Arizona. 30 minutes past the hour, a newsmaker interview with Congressman Raul Grijalva. We encourage you to join in the conversation at any time. You can pick up the phone and call us on the Buckmaster Show live line, 790-2040. You can also post a question to our Facebook page, and I'm happy to say that we have now reached a milestone of 2,500 friends of the show on Facebook, and you can send us a Facebook question, and we'll get that on the air. Let's begin now with Hank Amos. Mr. Amos, the CEO and president of Tucson Realty and Trust, incorporated in 1911. So, wow, over 100 years in the business. Hank, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you. And thank you for having me.
Well, it's always a pleasure, and I always look forward to hearing from you with your yearly report on how we are doing on the real estate scene. Why don't we begin with just an overall question? How did 2012 fare, and what's the outlook for 2013?
Well, I think, as you recall, we said that 2012 was going to be the year that things kind of turned around in Tucson for commercial real estate. And that's exactly what happened. It wasn't a great bang-bang year, but it definitely turned around. And we started off very strong, but as we got into August, things started slowing down. I think that had a lot to do with the election and what was going to happen.
Uncertainty.
And it really slowed from there. So 2012 was definitely the turnaround, and things are pretty good. And I would say that 2013 is pretty much going to be a mirror image of 2012, maybe a little bit better, but there's still a lot of uncertainty out there.
Yeah, we're struggling to recover, aren't we?
We are. You know, 26% of all Americans are not satisfied with the way things are right now. So folks are afraid to take risk or invest or expand or do things. They want to keep their cash or what little's left of it close to their chest. Don't want to take that big step out there because there's so much uncertainty. We have things like the sequester and debt limits, the spending beyond our means that the United States is going through. We have inflation looming. We have the mess in Europe and now the slowdown in China. Healthcare costs are projected to go up 10 to 15%. Who knows what's going to happen with Obamacare? You have firms cutting their employees down to less than 50 so they don't have to be subject to those laws of Obamacare. Taxes are going up. We just saw the payroll taxes go up. We have a 3.9% tax for passive income to pay for Obamacare. Ernst & Young mentioned that for those individuals that are making $250,000 a year, 700,000 of them will lose their jobs in 2013.
So it's a long list, a litany of woe and concern. Of course, then that plays into the business climate here, not only in Southern Arizona, but across the country. Why don't we begin with the housing? Is it for real, the recovery we're hearing about?
You know, I think the housing is for real because what happens right now is that you know, the prices have bottomed, and when things are falling, nobody wants to step up because they keep thinking that the price might be a little bit cheaper a month from now or 6 months from now. But I think consumers are realizing that they definitely bottomed out, and we saw that happen in 2012. In fact, prices have started to increase a little bit. The average median price of home has increased a little bit. Phoenix had one of the hottest residential real estate markets in the country, and some of that's kind of come down to Tucson a little bit. So 2013, we're going to continue to see the rebound in residential housing, and the prices are going to go up a little bit. And some of that's also fueled with the fact that interest rates are so low. It's tough to get credit, and they really scrutinize you, but the interest rates are low, the pricing's down, and folks are stepping up now, and they're starting to buy.
Hank Amos is with us. Mr. Amos, CEO and president of Tucson Realty and Trust. We're going over the various sectors of the real estate industry with Hank. If you have a question about real estate, he'd be delighted to hear from you. 790-2040, 790-2040. So the land values in Southern Arizona, with this housing recovery underway, are we seeing some of the national home builders kind of set the pace for that?
We are. Residential land sales activity more than doubled the previous year as home builders kind of cleaned the shelf of remaining finished and platted lot inventories held by banks. And commercial land sales also remained user-driven with convenience and big box sales. The volume of land sales is simply attributed to the public builders that are coming into our marketplace with access to capital and the real estate market that's firmed up that we just talked about.
So the new home construction and the permits, this is an encouraging sign. That's been going up, right?
It has. And 2012, we saw permits about 2,000 units. That should also increase another 15-20% this year. And that's what Tucson is, a real estate fueled economy. And until the residential market picks up and gets going, and then all those construction jobs and the subcontractors with it, then Tucson's economy will start to pick up. So it's good to see that this is starting to happen. But the land, especially the residential land, those builders are buying all those lots and getting everything they can, because the inventories in MLS, those resale homes, are getting down to normal levels. And therefore, they need to stack up for the buyers, and they don't have anything in the shelves. Now, there is a shadow market out there, and foreclosures. That's what's looming out there right now. And you got foreclosures. 40% of all residential lands,
that high, 40%,
right, are underwater right now, and that's that shadow inventory. And if that doesn't get fixed, it could come back and maybe impede our recovery a little bit.
But you're saying really, Tucson really has always been kind of a real estate-driven economy,
hasn't
it?
It is.
I mean, as long as you can recall, and several generations of your family, it's always been about what's been driving this economy.
Well, and for a couple of reasons. One is we don't have a real strong economic base with a lot of diversity of big businesses here. So it's all about growth, and the growth comes from people who want to retire out here and or want to live in the Southwest. Now, we haven't been seeing that migration because home values across the country have been so low that nobody wants to sell, right? Mm-hmm. Or they can't sell it. So we haven't seen that migration, but we are a real estate-fueled economy.
Hank, I'm going to ask you to put your headset on here so you will be able to hear one of the callers to the Buckmaster Show live line, and I think we're going to go to Roger. Roger, you're with Hank Amos of Tucson Realty and Trust.
Yeah, Hank, I had a question for you. I wonder if, like, the recent passage of the city ordinance requiring the reuse of reclaimed water to be put into houses, is this going to drive up housing costs, which will drive down land values? The police not showing up and the crime in Tucson being outrageous and the city council doing nothing to hire back those 15% of police officers that were let go over 4 years ago. This all drains our property value. And we got to take it right to the Chamber of Commerce in the city of Tucson and go, you're killing our land values because we don't have any police protection, fire department's been cut, and we're killing our land values right with the policies of the city council.
Okay, thank you, Roger. Let's hear what Hank has to say to your comment.
Well, Tucson definitely has issues affecting it, and I think you know, that's some of the things you just pointed out right there. But I think there's other issues that are really affecting our community, and that's the attractiveness of our community. And if you want manufacturers or companies that are coming in that pay those big jobs, they're going to locate to a community that, you know, obviously has a, you know, the taxes aren't too high, but they want to locate to a community that's attractive.
And if they're doing a drive-through, the community, what are they seeing?
It looks like a border town, and we don't have, we're not as attractive that we used to look like. We talked about the mediums and the potholes, and they're fixing them. But just if you really drive through the community, the central part of Tucson right now, and do it with a watchful eye, you'll see that. Why would somebody want to come here? We have the University of Arizona is a great institution, and some of the best colleges in the country are right there. And we have Raytheon, we have other businesses that can help bring businesses here.
You have a major military installation.
We have all the in our desert. It's beautiful.
Yeah, but when you look,
it's just like when someone's going to make that major investment. They're saying, do I really want to live here? And that's a big hurdle for us to overcome. And we just need to clean up our town and make it attractive. That'd probably be the number one thing we can do.
790-2040, 790-2040 for Hank Amos. And we're coming up to the break here, and I do want to talk about all those empty retail places along the streets. Maybe we should save that till after the break. This would be a good time at 12:16 on the midweek edition of the Buckmaster Show to take our break. We're going to spend another segment with Hank Amos, so if you'd like to join us, talk about real estate, talk about the look of this town, and how does it affect maybe our whole our attitudes and the whole business climate. Give us a call right now. We'll be right back.
Hey, we're at this incredible event put on by who else but Arizona Party Rental. Everybody who's anybody is here, aren't you?
This is John Fina.
You're...
This is Jim Levinsky.
I know that face.
I'm Bruce Peek.
Hey there.
This is Andy Brown.
Great to see you.
Hi, this is Bert Williams.
I thought I just saw you
This is Bob Schaff.
Thanks for coming.
My name is Jerry Fitzgerald.
You look familiar.
Dave Fitzsimmons.
Gosh, it's great to see you.
This is Chris Edwards.
Hey, come on in.
This is Rita Marshall.
I didn't know you were coming.
This is Bill Huss.
Can I get you anything?
Hi. Richard White.
Hey, how you doing?
Bill Viner.
Hey, this is Ken Flower. You can join the party, too. Go to ArizonaPartyRental.net.
There are a million people in metropolitan Tucson, and they have a million stories to tell. That's why there is TucsonCitizen.com, the voice of Tucson. Nearly 100 citizen journalists and bloggers, including the Buckmaster Show, report the news and provide perspective, opinion, and information about everything from local politics to the Arizona Wildcats. Visit TucsonCitizen.com today to read what you can't find in traditional media or to contact us to add your voice to the voice of Tucson, TucsonCitizen.com.
Inside Pyramid Federal Credit Union, customer service is what we do. Outside, community service is who we are. Inside, we help generations achieve their financial goals. Outside, we help those in need. We reach out to our members. We reach out to our community. Because Pyramid Federal Credit Union is passionate about one thing, people. Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Improve your financial life.
Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley is one of Southern Arizona's crown jewels. You will find that the services and amenities offered at Splendido rival those of a fine resort. But what sets Splendido apart is a continuum of health care that allows for a full life today, knowing tomorrow is secure. As a true continuing care retirement community, Splendido offers priority access to on-site assisted living, skilled nursing, and memory support care if ever needed. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com.
Biosphere 1 is the world we live in. Biosphere 2 is an amazing reflection of Biosphere 1, a UA Science Innovation Center transforming, not conforming. Making ideas happen, like the massive new mountain slopes of the LEO project, which is reinventing Biosphere 2 into a remarkable enterprise for 21st century discovery and imagination. The impossible is possible. Biosphere 2 embraces the complexity about the future of the planet, developing and testing sustainability strategies essential for a better life. Become part of this center that is becoming the incredible new UA Biosphere. Biosphere 2. See why Time Life Books named it one of the 50 must-see wonders of the world. The University of Arizona Biosphere 2, an inspiring adventure for visitors with guided behind-the-scene tours. Open daily, north of Tucson, America's Science City.
Vero Amore restaurants are known as the place for authentic wood-fired Neapolitan pizzas, plus delicious pastas, panini, salads, and more. Every flavorful dish is homemade using the finest and freshest local and imported ingredients available. Vero Amore has two locations open daily, Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events.
Karen, could you run to the supply closet for some trophy polish, please?
Do we have trophy polish?
Well, we better find out. See, I just called Cox Business to give our company faster internet and great phone service.
Oh, good.
They've got a J.D. Power and Associates Award, Karen, and they're going to be here any minute.
So you think they bring the award with them wherever they go?
Put it this way. If you were ranked highest in customer satisfaction, wouldn't you?
Maybe.
I just want to be prepared, Karen. I just want to be prepared.
Shine up your business with Cox Business. Ranked highest in customer satisfaction among data service providers for small and mid-sized businesses. Power your office in Phoenix with Cox Business and take advantage of our special offer. Bundle Cox Business internet and phone for only $95 per month. Switch to Cox Business today. It just makes sense. Visit coxbusiness.com for offer details. Offer valid until April 1st, 2013. Prices exclude taxes and other fees and may be subject to minimum service requirements. Other restrictions apply. For J.D. Power and Associates award information, go to jdpower.com.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show at 1221. With me in studio is Hank Amos, the president and CEO of Tucson Realty and Trust. Every year about this time, Mr. Amos puts out his forecast for the various sectors of the real estate industry here in Tucson. Then coming up at a little past 12:30 today, we'll spend a half an hour with Congressman Raul Grijalva. If you have a question or comment for Hank Amos, 790-2040. And we were talking, Roger had called us on the Buckmaster Show live line, Hank, talking about some of the problems, the hindrances we have of making this a more business-friendly town. And you were just saying the place just doesn't look very good. And one of the things you see, say you were taking some big CEO who was thinking of moving here, giving him a tour of the area, and they see all these empty storefronts, the retail storefronts, on the corners. What are they going to think?
Well, they think that their economy's not doing well. But the good news is across the country, there's a lot of cities where they have empty storefronts. And that's just the ebb and flow of commercial real estate. So there's high times, there's low times. There's opportunity when you see that to kind of get in there. But going back, it's the way our community looks. And so that's where I think, the city council or the board of supervisors really needs to focus and say, we need to spend our dollars making our community look really attractive. For those of us like you and myself who've lived here for a long time, we remember what Tucson looked like. It was a jewel.
Yeah, it really was. When I was first here in the late 60s going to the University of Arizona, it was a garden spot.
It was a garden spot. And we've lost that. So, if we want to be, we can be attractive with our tax rates and incentives and things we want to do, but CEOs who are making major investments want to be in a community that they feel comfortable in and it's attractive for them. And that's the number one thing we got to work on.
How is the retail market? It is coming back a little bit.
Right. The retail market has been steadily improving. The current retail vacancy is about 9.8%, the lowest it's been in 3 years. So we're starting to absorb. In fact, we had about a positive absorption of about 600,000 square feet. And I think there are three reasons behind this. One is the small amount of new retail construction in 2011. And two, the assemblage of central area properties and retail spaces by retailers such as like Walmart Neighborhood Market or Walgreens or QT or in Circle K. And then there's the leasing out of our vacant big boxes that you were kind of talking about, such as the former Mervyn's at Broadway and Craycroft, to Stein Mart and Hobby Lobby, and across the street, the former Circuit City to Conn's. So the market's been picking up.
Industrial? market. This is still, if you're a tenant, you really can dictate, well, I think you can't dictate all the terms, but you have some juice.
You know, that's probably our weakest market right now. The vacancy rate's about 11.5%, down slightly over the previous quarters. The net absorption was kind of erratic during the year, but we ended up with about 380,000 square feet of positive absorption. Lease rates just dropped about a penny. It was 622, it's 621. But there's still a 20-month supply of industrial space out there for sale. And so our market there in industrial is a little soft. And that has to do with home building, because home building hasn't been doing well, so all those subcontractors and things like that has a lot to do with that.
The office market, this jumped out at me looking at the report on the Tucson office market. You've got an office vacancy rate, Hank Amos, 16-17% in Tucson. That seems really high.
Well, that is really high, and a lot of it has to do with what we talked about earlier in the show, where there are firms are not expanding, and they're consolidating due to this uncertainty, and they're just trying to keep their nut as low as possible. And so they're not making those big jumps because everybody's kind of uncertain about what's going to happen. So you don't see a lot of companies moving. Nobody's really expanding. Everybody's playing it safe and trying to keep their expenses as low as possible.
How does the investment market look?
Well, the investment market's picking up. I mean, now's really the time to buy because you have interest rates that are really low. I would say that the apartment market, which has been really, really strong the past couple years, that we might be entering a bubble there because cap rates are in that 5% range and all. So I wouldn't advise going there, but there's still like buying single-family homes. You can get that, and you can buy those tapes. Value-added plays or triple-net opportunities are out there for you.
You know, getting back to the office vacancy rate and industrial, especially industrial, we do have, if someone does want to, you know, look us over, which I hope they do, and I know that they do look Tucson over, we are the only Southwest city with 11 vacant industrial buildings over 100,000 square feet or large. Those are they could accommodate a big company.
Well, that's the silver lining that's out there right now. So what's happening is, you know, California that's been, you know, raising those income taxes and we heard about Phil Mickelson last week. You're going to see more and more firms decide to move from California. So are they going to go and bypass Arizona, Texas? Maybe, because Texas, you know, no state income tax. But the lifestyle in Arizona is kind of similar, and it's an easy, you know, match there. And we think we can pick up that. And so when folks come and they contact the governor's office or the Arizona ACA, what they do is they're looking for space. And if you're looking for a 100,000 square foot facility, Phoenix really doesn't have anything. So they're driving that business down to Tucson. And we may have the opportunity to pick up a couple big firms. Now, we got to make sure that our community looks good if we want to capture those guys.
Yeah, very, very true. How about downtown? We haven't talked about downtown. It is coming back. We can say that.
Well, you know, what's nice is you're starting to see some student housing going down there. The restaurant scene has really, you know, improved. And so the entertainment, you know, which comes first? Do you bring population in or do you have to have the entertainment, the chicken or the egg? But I think you always have to have that entertainment first so people want to have a reason to live there. And so they establish that, and it's a fun place to be. And now you're getting the housing. So you're going to see downtown really make a comeback. As far as commercial real estate, you know, more maybe in the retail and the restaurant scene, but for offices and stuff like that, a little bit difficult to get to, and that's more of a government employment area.
Got about a minute left with Hank Amos, the CEO and president of Tucson Realty and Trust. I've been talking about his overview, breaking down these various segments of the Tucson real estate scene. So overall, you're saying that if you looked at kind of a curve of where we're going, we're still just kind of climbing up out of the hole. Is that correct?
Well, we're climbing it. Like I said, last year, we turned the corner. Instead of, you know, going south, we turned the corner and things started firming up, and the market got a little bit better. It wasn't great, but it was a lot better than it used to be, right? And this year, 2013, is going to be very similar to 2012, you know, some areas might be able to do a little bit better than before, but it's going to be very similar. There's just a lot of uncertainty out there, and I think the next couple of years is going to be that muddled through economy.
Hank Amos, thank you very much for your forecast, and we will see what happens in 2013. Hank, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Hank Amos with us on The Buckmaster Show. Coming up next, Congressman Raul Grijalva, United States Representative from Arizona. We will be speaking with the congressman for a half an hour here on The Buckmaster Show. If you would like to call in with a question or comment, we'll be talking about immigration and other things. 790-2040, 790-2040. I'm Bill Buckmaster. We'll be right back.
With SRN News, I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. Police in Phoenix say three people have been shot at an office complex. There's no word on their conditions and no suspect is in custody. Television footage shows dozens of officers entering the building and one person being taken out on a gurney. The first congressional hearing on gun control since the Connecticut school shooting massacre has included a dramatic appeal for tougher gun laws from wounded former Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords. It also included testimony from the National Rifle Association's Wayne LaPierre, who rejected bans on some assault weapons and high-capacity magazines. A lawyer representing the owner of the nightclub in southern Brazil, where 235 people died in a fire last weekend, says his client regrets it very much, but insisted he's only partly to blame. Police say the early Sunday blaze appears to have started when a band lit flares, which ignited inflammable foam. This is SRN News.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local independent nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soup, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
If you love antiques like I do, I strongly suggest a visit to Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American Western art. They also have a fantastic selection of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell. Adobe House Antiques, 325-9439. That's 325-9439.
Want the best care for your companion animal? Then Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson is the place for specialty vets for your special pet. With a state-of-the-art, award-winning facility, only the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson delivers compassionate, comprehensive veterinary emergency and specialty care 24/7 in a wide range of fields. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson at North La Cañada Drive at West River or online at vscott.com. That's vscot.com.
Think credit unions don't have the locations or ATM networks that the big banks do? Think again. Pyramid Federal Credit Union offers fee-free ATM access at 120 ATMs in Southern Arizona and 60,000 ATMs throughout the country, plus free shared branch access at credit unions nationwide. And the convenience continues online with free bill pay and 24/7 online banking. So no matter where you are, you're just around the corner from Pyramid Federal Credit Union. What are you waiting for? Open your account today. Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Improve your financial life.
The RTA, Delivering our promise to you, completing more than 500 projects since its inception in 2006. Projects underway include the modern streetcar in downtown Tucson and the Kolb Road extension at Tanque Verde. Please watch for workers and obey all traffic signs. Your tax dollars create jobs and make travel in our region faster and safer. The RTA, delivering our promise to you.
Why should you fly out of TIA? Easy. Do the math. First, airfares are extremely competitive, so you won't spend more on your tickets. Second, you'll save at least 4 hours of your precious time, not to mention a bunch of money on gas. Third, covered parking right by the terminal is only $9 a day. And fourth, TIA offers daily nonstop service to many of your favorite destinations. So, what does it all add up to? Easy. Fly TIA. It's the way to go.
Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley is a very special place, offering a continuum of health care in a resort atmosphere. Splendido received 2007 Best of 50 Plus Housing Awards from the National Association of Home Builders for overall best continuing care retirement community and interior design. Splendido offers priority access to on-site assisted living, skilled nursing, and memory support care if ever needed. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com.
For more than 40 years, Pima Community College has helped our neighbors realize their dreams, prepare for meaningful employment, improve their quality of life, and build a better community. We haven't done it alone. Your continuing investment in education has made it possible for us to prepare hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans for jobs. Today's PCC students will be tomorrow's firefighters, nurses, police officers, teachers, and small business owners, the backbone of a smart, thriving Tucson and Pima County. Our region has not been immune to the unprecedented economic challenges of the past few years. During this time, PCC has prided itself on offering crucial programs and services at an extremely affordable price. We remain one of Arizona's best education bargains. With your ongoing support, we look forward to embarking on new directions and building new community connections that ensure the people of Pima County will prosper today and in the future. For more information, contact us at 206-4500 or visit us at pima.edu. Pima Community College, developing our community through learning.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show, the Wednesday edition as we push toward 12:37. We are so proud of the lineup of sponsors here on the Buckmaster Show, including our friends over in Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico. This portion of the program brought to you by Silver City, where historic downtown Silver City will be awash in gourmet chocolate on Saturday, February 9th. Just in time for Valentine's Day. Congressman, wait till you hear this. It's Chocolate Fantasia featuring, I know you love chocolate, featuring 24 purveyors of the sweet stuff in one location in Silver City on February the 9th. You can find out more by going to their fine website, southwestnewmexico.org has all the listing of the great places to stay over there, including Bear Mountain Lodge, Casitas de Gila, guest houses, and on it goes. Congressman Raul Grijalva, good to see you. I'm tempting you to go over there for that chocolate festival.
I know, it's an exercise in an abuse that I love, and there's all of us have weaknesses of one sort or another, but chocolate is, I would say, is universal.
There's something about it. It's
good to be here with
very comforting. Thank you very much, Congressman. And we bring you in on a day where everyone is talking about immigration. And I had pointed out during the campaign, the presidential campaign, and I was just mentioning it to you before we began the interview, that I find it so curious that we had all those, you know, the presidential debates and on and on, and rarely was immigration talked about. And now there is this shift that has happened. And do you have any reason or any thinking or theory about what might have changed?
I've struggled with that question.
Yeah.
What's the motive? What changed the climate from practically one day to the next? What was the political fallout that created this situation? You kind of come to the conclusion at some point that regardless of the motive, whether it's self-preservation or whether it is we have to do something before this gets worse attitude, that the fact that there's momentum and the wind to the back of this discussion is very important. What the 8 senators did the other day, Bill, that was, I don't know if people appreciate the significance. The issue on immigration reform was not should we have the discussion. The question has always been, are we going to have the discussion? And those 8 senators, including our senator from Arizona, McCain, broke the ice. Mm-hmm. And by breaking the ice, they laid out their skeleton of principles for immigration reform. The president laid out his the next day. And now we begin to put flesh on the skeleton. That's the legislative process. And, you know, it's going to be a heated debate in some instances. There's going to be points of difference that are going to be immense. But here we are on a path to actually come to grips with an issue that, if not dealt with, I really believe could be monumentally divisive for this nation in the long term.
Yeah, that was a bipartisan group of senators, including Arizona Republicans John McCain and Jeff Flake. So they outlined on Monday their vision, and then the president was in Las Vegas yesterday outlining his program. And it appears, after I've tried to go through both of these, and maybe you can fill us in, is the sticking point the senator's framework to creating the path to legal status and potential citizenship is dependent on, quote, securing the border. And the President Obama, he did not include that language in his program.
Yeah, I think there's 2 points.
Okay.
And I think you've hit on, I think, the one in where there is it's going to be the greatest distinction. The senators have tethered and tied the rest of immigration reform to some sort of guarantee about what if the border is secure. The president said we can do both. We don't need to tether one to the other, and we need to work on this simultaneously because that's the best way to do it. I happen to agree with him. There's $18 billion yearly on border security. Technology to $3 to $4 billion. Now there's all this discussion about drones on the border. The wall that has been built over 300 or 400 miles in different parts of the states along the border. 22,000, an increase from 5,000. 22,000 Border Patrol and another number of customs that I don't have. So there has been, under this administration, the highest number of detentions, the highest number of deportations. And before we start layering money on top of money on border security, I think we need to understand what the effectiveness of that mission is. Is the deployment right? Should it be closer to the border? Should our ports of entry once again be that focal point for entrance of commerce and people? And what? How are we using the manpower, the assets that we have there in the best way? Once that analysis is done, I think we will get a better reading, because you hear from people, whether it's the ranchers in Cochise or whether it's the people that live in Tubac in my district, saying enforcement needs to be closer to the border. And you hear from Border Patrol and their leadership that it's interior enforcement that is critical. So we have these two, and I think as my colleague Ron Barber from GAO, he got an independent study, said, you know, we're not sure because there's no measurement as to what is the most effective strategy. The amount of money is one point. I think strategy is another. And I think we can do both. To not move on dealing with family unification, a roadmap to citizenship, and wait to see what triggers guarantee of border security, I think we'll never get to the second part.
Congressman Raul Grijalva is with us on the Buckmaster Show. If you have a question or comment for the congressman, he would be delighted to hear from you. We're talking about immigration, 790-2040, 790-2040. This term, securing the border, Congressman, it is so subjective. Realistically, it's almost impossible to seal any border.
I think you said it correctly. There's going to be... now and way into the future, transgressions on that border. And there's going to be the dope running that we see, the gun running from here to the other side.
The human smuggling.
Those are all factors that primarily are done by organized crime on both sides of the border. And so when I said about strategy, that's a focus. Those need to be broken up. And more importantly, I think that what is the trigger? I've been asking this for 5 years. What is the trigger? Is it the amount of money? Is it the number of detentions? Is it the number of deportations? What is it, the number of arrests? What's the trigger that moves to a point where people can say the border is more secure? I don't know. And I think that is a very hard definition. I think the Senate also wanted to put a panel of attorney generals and governors from the various southwestern state, Texas.
Yeah, they want to create a commission comprised of governors, attorneys, generals, community leaders living along the border, southwest border.
I don't have a qualm with that in an advisory oversight, making sure things are being done the way the plan indicates. But I respectfully think that giving this commission the veto power or the ability to red light or green light the rest of the movement on comprehensive immigration reform is going to politicize even more an issue that at this point needs to be dispassionate, factual, and pragmatic. You know, we know the attitudes of some of the figures in this in terms of immigration, and I don't see them going on to commission and suddenly that attitude changing.
Mm-hmm. Congressman Grijalva with us. He'll stay over for another segment, 12:45 on the Buckmaster Show. We're going to take a break right here and again listen to some of the fine sponsors who believe in what we do here on the Buckmaster Show. They believe in us. We ask that you please support these folks.
This is Ken Flower of Arizona Party Rental. Here's what our customers are saying about us.
They always go above and beyond to make sure everything is just perfect.
Nobody does it better than Arizona Party Rental.
They are one of the most professional group of people I've ever worked with.
They maintain high standards and deliver five-star service.
Arizona Party Rental always comes through with a smile.
Their selection is amazing, their advice terrific, and their service is remarkable.
Thanks a lot, everybody. Hey, you can join the party, too. Go to ArizonaPartyRental.net.
Hi, this is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. Even the highest efficiency washing machine won't make your laundry soft and bright if you have hard water. It's the same for your dishwasher with spotted glasses. So why not call the Culligan man? Culligan now has a high-efficiency water softener that virtually eliminates hard water problems throughout your entire home. Your laundry is brighter and softer, glasses and shower doors are spot-free, and soaps and detergents last longer. Plus, it saves you up to 46% in water, salt, and energy. So if you're looking for ways to end hard water problems and save money around the house, a Culligan high-efficiency water softener works wonders. In fact, it makes all of your high-efficiency appliances work better and last longer. Thanks to Culligan, 100% satisfaction guarantee, your future, your home, and your laundry are guaranteed to be brighter. Call Culligan Water at 792-9700. 792-9700. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Since 2006, the RTA has been delivering our promise to you, finishing more than 500 projects. Current projects underway include the modern streetcar in downtown Tucson and La Cañada Drive from River to Ina. Please use caution and obey all traffic signs. The RTA has ongoing support of expanded SunTran, SunVan service, and Sun Shuttle neighborhood service. Your tax dollars create jobs and make travel around our region faster and safer. The RTA, delivering our promise to you.
The nonprofit Tucson Animal Rescue Organization, Tucson Wildlife Center, is in the midst of a capital campaign to build Arizona's first state-of-the-art hospital for wildlife. The facility will help staff and volunteers care for nearly 1,000 raptors and mammals it receives each year at its Far East Side facility. To donate online, go to TucsonWildlife.com. For more information about wildlife rescue, visit the website or call 290-WILD.
Finding the perfect Tucson rental home is now easy thanks to Tucson Rental Homes, which offer high-quality 1-, 2-, and 3-bedroom luxury rental homes with private gated yards in a classic Santa Fe-style architecture. Designed, built, and managed by Tucson Rental Homes, prices start at just $750 a month. Check out our many homes now available at TucsonRentalHomes.com. The Rug Gallery is celebrating its 25th anniversary jubilee celebration with a colossal tent sale, offering up to 75% off at La Encantada Shopping Center at Campbell and Skyline in Tucson. With over 2,000 hand-woven imported rugs from around the globe, the Rug Gallery has rugs just right for your home or the largest palace. With an international reputation, the Rug Gallery has graced the cover of Christie's magazine and is featured in many other high-end publications. Stop by and check out the Rug Gallery with Arizona's largest in-stock inventory of fine, high-quality, hand-woven, imported rugs during the colossal tent sale with up to 75% off at Tucson's La Encantada Shopping Center in the foothills of the Catalinas. Or visit the Rug Gallery online at ruggalleryaz.com/sale or call 571-RUGS.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. This portion presented by Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley. Splendido is a true continuing care retirement community for adults 55 and better. Find out more about Splendido on their fine website, SplendidoTucson.com. It is the Buckmaster Show with Congressman Raul Grijalva, and let's go now to the Buckmaster Show live line. Congressman Dan has a comment or question for you. Go ahead, Dan.
Oh, thank you for your service and for your program, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thanks.
I have some small businesses in your district, and since you made the comments about how rotten we are here in Southern Arizona, I've had to lay off about 20% of my people, and I don't know if you're aware of it, but I lay off the people who are less qualified, and they happen to be the younger Mexican-American kids, and do you realize that you have hurt them? And also, I'm wondering, since we're so bad, why are people coming across the border to work here, since we are such a bad people here in Southern Arizona?
Okay, Dan, let's hear from the congressman.
Well, I don't believe I've ever categorized the people of Southern Arizona or Arizona as bad people. I've said
rotten people.
not rotten. I've always said consistently that this question of immigration and the fervor around 1070 and the divisions that it caused, that eventually, and I think we're seeing it in this immigration progress that we're making, eventually the common decency and the tolerance of the American people come to shine, and that's what's happening now. And I always had faith that that would always come through. It took longer than I would want, but it always come through. I think there's a lot of blame to go around for the economy in Arizona. I think you're being short-sighted in saying that I'm the pure and only cause for the economic downturn that you're seeing in your businesses. I would say that the fact that the state ranks the lowest in the country in education for the workforce, it is having trouble recruiting companies to come to the state because of a reputation of intolerance. It is also, our business and our trade business, of which 250,000 jobs in Arizona depend, with Mexico and our neighbors to the south, has decreased or stayed stagnant, while other states around us, it has grown. And that is, again, a sense of intolerance. And so I think this immigration debate that we're going to enter and hopefully craft a piece of legislation will actually be a boon both to the country, but specifically to Arizona, since it's been in the point of the spear from the beginning on this issue. Why do people come? Desperation is a horrible horrible motivator, and I think that for us to say that and people come here to earn money, to try to take care of their families, to try to send money back, to take care of their families here. It is the push and pull of an economy. The push and pull of hunger and poverty are not strangers to this country. We are a land of immigrants. The Irish came here after the famine. The Italians came here after some horrible economic times in their country. The Germans fleeing religious persecution. The Chinese during the famines and opium wars in their country came to this country. Everybody came from somewhere except the first Americans, as the president said, the Native Americans. So we all got here somehow. And in this region of ours, we're very lucky. When you see names like Escalante, Carrillo, Elias, Jacome, Iguerra, those are 5, 6, 7, 8 generation Americans in this land. And so it you can't categorize it all of a sudden and say, this is something that is just occurring now. It is a phenomenon of America. The phenomena continues. And here we have an opportunity with immigration reform, my friend, to let the magic of America go to work again.
All right.
I'm a first-generation American. I feel all the loyalty that you feel to this nation, and that's because the magic works. Once we're this country means the world to everybody that come here. And this new set of immigrants are no different than the sets that came before.
Congressman Grijalva, Mr. Salazar, the Interior Secretary, is going to be stepping aside, I believe, at the end of March. You have been, your name is prominently out there as being in line for Secretary of the Interior. What do you hear about this?
That's why I like coming on this show, Bill, mm-hmm. and that's why I don't like coming on this show, because you always ask a question that I wasn't prepared to deal with, and I...
You like that, though.
Yeah, but...
To a certain extent.
we went through this process 4 years ago, and...
Well, I remember.
And there was some serious mm-hmm. opposition to my appointment coming mm-hmm. primarily from mining interest and energy interest in the country. They felt that I would be an impediment to their development on public lands. Not true, but nevertheless, that was the impression and that was the opposition. As we go through this next round, the Secretary Salazar, who is a good friend and did a phenomenal balancing act with the demands that he had, particularly after BP and reforming that whole agency and trying to balance preservation and extraction on the public lands is a difficult role, and he did a great job. And so I'm going to wait. This is a president's prerogative. And I don't want to campaign for it. I don't want to do anything because it's an honor to be asked by a president. And I'm not there yet. I've seen the movie, and so my expectations are not huge. I have a really good job to do right now. This immigration reform, something that I've been struggling and being frustrated with for the last 10 years that I've been there, we're on the verge of an opportunity. This is a priority, and the job I have now is a priority. I can't tell you. If a call were to come, what would I say? I can't tell you. But I've talked this over with family, and we don't have the expectation for it. I think the same opposition I had in the past is probably more entrenched now than it was then, and we'll just concentrate on the job that we have, and that's what we're going to be doing for the foreseeable future.
Okay, Congressman Grijalva, lots of people, though, there were a lot of groups that are pushing for you to become the next United States Interior Secretary, as Mr. Salazar, I guess he's going back to Colorado, is that what?
To ranching. I talked to him. He misses family, grandbabies.
Yeah.
And he was Attorney General of Colorado. And he said, I miss ranching. And him and his brother have an immense potato ranch. And he wants to get back to that and his cattle and get to see his family again. Those jobs can just
kind of wear you out.
They you're in the fishbowl and you never get out.
Congressman Raul Grijalva, thank you very much for being on the Buckmaster Show today. Good luck.
Thank you very much.
Bottled water on the Buckmaster Show is provided by Culligan. All of our guests get Culligan water, and we're very glad that that water is provided to them. You know why? Because it's very simple. Culligan water simply tastes better. We're delighted that we serve it here on the Buckmaster Show. Want to remind you that the John C. Scott Show comes up from 3 to 5 this afternoon. John, the Dean of Local Talk in Tucson. Then tomorrow morning, 6 to 8, it's Wake Up Tucson with Chris and Joe. I am Bill Buckmaster, wishing you a great afternoon, and we'll be back with you at 12:04 tomorrow. Have a great afternoon.
This is Michael Medved. Stay tuned for more Intelligent Talk on AM 1030 KVOI, Cortero, Tucson, The Voice.